Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder with Cinnamon Scones by Karen Rose Smith. Narrated by C.S.E. Cooney. Chapter 1. The Victorian house with its gray siding and white gingerbread trim loomed in front of Daisy Swanson as she and Tessa Miller approached it. The January darkness had wrapped around the town of Willow Creek, Pennsylvania, early tonight, with a cloudy pewter sky before sunset and the prediction of snow later. Daisy wasn't sure she should have let Tessa talk her into coming here to Revelations Art Gallery with her, after hours. But Tessa was the chef and kitchen manager at Daisy's Tea Garden and Daisy's best friend. They'd been confidants since high school. Still, Daisy voiced her concern as a gust of wind blew her wavy, shoulder-length blonde hair across her cheek. She brushed it behind her ear, thinking she should have worn her hat. The temperature was below freezing. "I don't know if I should have come with you." Walking along the side of the house to the back door of Revelations, Tessa assured her, "I'm just going to pick up my sketchbook and leave your cinnamon scones on Reese's desk." Tessa had been dating Reese Masemer, the owner of Revelations Art Gallery, since her show in October. She'd left her sketchbook there when she'd stopped in to have lunch with him. Tessa went on, "You know you want to see the quilt display Reese set up. Quilt Lovers Weekend is coming up in a little over 3 weeks. I'm sure Reese won't mind you being in the gallery with me. He knows you and I are close friends." Without hesitation, Tessa turned the key in the lock, stepped inside, and pressed in a security code. The long braid that kept her caramel-colored hair relatively confined swished across the back of her purple down jacket as she switched on a light. "He trusts me with the key and the code now." And Daisy knew why. Often Tessa spent the night with Reese in his apartment upstairs. Even in the dim light, Daisy could see Tessa blush a little. Her friend's relationship with Reese was fairly new, and Daisy wasn't sure what to think about it yet. She stepped inside with Tessa and looked around at the office. It was business messy, with a few paintings positioned on easels and art books spread across a large maple desk. Papers, invoices, and such were scattered over the surface of the desk, too. A computer station sat at the far wall, and the computer was off. At least it looked as if it was off, but it could have just been sleeping, Daisy supposed. Tessa's sketchbook rested on the corner. "I'm surprised you and Reese aren't out on a date tonight," Daisy said. Reese and Tessa had been spending most evenings together. Approaching the desk, Tessa set the foil-wrapped package of cinnamon scones there and picked up her sketchbook. "He has a meeting with a client tonight in York, and he said he won't be back until late." Willow Creek, in the heart of Lancaster County, was close to Lancaster as well as York, making it an ideal small town with other accessible services close by. "I am interested in the quilts display." Daisy unzipped the first few inches of her fleece jacket, patterned with cats. "Especially if Reese has any album quilts. But then I want to get home." "Vi only has a few more days at home before returning to college, doesn't she?" Tessa asked. Her friend knew how much Daisy had missed her older daughter. "Yes, and I want to spend as much time with her as I can. And Jazzy." Her 15-year-old had had a lot on her plate the past 6 months. Not only had she missed her sister, Violet, who had gone off to college, but as an adoptee, Jazzy had decided to search for her birth parents. After weeks of silent, secretive behavior in the fall, Jazzy had finally confided in Daisy. She knew her girls missed their father, who had died 3 years ago, and Jazzy particularly had been close to Ryan. Putting her own feelings about the search aside, she'd aided Jazzy's efforts to find her birth mother. Now Daisy wanted to be available to her younger daughter because Jazzy had an upcoming visit planned for this Sunday.